Sainte-Adeline Street. Sainte-Adeline Street was for a long period of time the main street of Celle. At the time, it was simply called La Rue du Village, or Village Street. Before the National Highway was built, it was here that local business was conducted, where people came to meet up and discuss the latest news. This street is also representative of local architectural style. The house located before us is also one of the village's oldest. It is, in fact, an old farmhouse from the 16th century. Imagine the animal yard in the exact place we are standing, with chickens pecking and the rooster proudly singing cock-a-doodle-doo. At the time, the house located to our right was actually the stables, and the farm belonged to the baron who ruled over the village. Long after, the main building facing us was purchased by an antique merchant. It is without a doubt he who created, in a rather unexpected fashion, the stained glass in some of the windows. Other buildings along Saint-Adeline Street also deserve our attention. As you continue down, there is the presbytery on the left. Some parts of the edifice are built of brick, an exterior sign of wealth. Also the sign that the building belonged to the baron for many years. Just after the presbytery, still on the left, is the bread oven. It is here that the inhabitants came to bake their bread when bakeries did not yet exist. Celle has, unquestionably, preserved its authenticity. An authenticity that has earned it a place among the most beautiful villages of Wallonia since 1996, as Alain Collin, president and founder of this network, will now explain. It is quite simply a village. We know that the community life is very strong and active. There is the superb Saint-Adeline Collegial, which is one of the monuments among the Wallonia region's exceptional estate heritage to be revived. Here, we are in front of a house made of rough limestone, which is what a majority of the village's homes are made of. It's thus a village typical of the Condroz region of Wallonia. There is a united effort among inhabitants to use the title of one of the most beautiful villages of Wallonia as a community, cultural and economic asset. Celle also possesses its very own gastronomic specialities. For example, the chausson cellois. Its recipe is unveiled for us by Bernard Ferrier, the village butcher. It's a pork stuffing that is marinated in Saint-Adeline blonde or amber beer. We add a bit of Ardennes ham for the regional taste, a mix of spices that are kept secret, of course. And then it marinates for 24 hours. It's then the baker who then envelops it in a flaky crust and bakes it for 20 minutes. It's eaten as an aperitif or starter, hot or cold, with a bit of salad and quenched with a glass of Saint-Adeline to help with digestion. Other specialities will also know how to tantalize your taste buds, like the crotte de sel, a kind of salami, or even the ermite, a hard cheese, whose story unfortunately does not reveal if it was the favorite of Saint-Adeline. Thank you for continuing your visit and see you soon.